Welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL. I'm Randy, and I'm in the studio here with Barbecue Bob.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Hey, Bob. And we're also got Chaz from Schmoe's Brewery in with us today. Chaz brought us some tasty treats. We're getting near the end of the show here, and we're getting near the end of our treats, so timing is good. But in this segment, we're going to be shooting out and talking to Rob Russell, as well as our vintner from Black Star Farms, our winemaker, Lee Lutz. Is Lee on the line, Emily?
Good morning, Lee. This is Bob. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. Hey, listen, I'm a big fan, dude.
Well, nice.
You have impressed the entire state of Michigan as well as a great deal of the Midwest with the vast array of wines you have. Chaz from Schmoe's is here with us, and he gives you a shout-out, too.
Hey, Chaz. Thanks very much for that.
Yeah, man. We had a bottle the other night. We got done with work and decided, let's have a little wine, and, of course, it's got to be Michigan.
Yeah.
Nice.
So you oversee the entire operation up there at Black Star Farms. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how you guys go about making such a good wine?
Lee, you there?
We've got two. Okay. Are you there?
Yep. Okay, Bob? We lost you there for a second, but go ahead. Right. Did you hear Bob's question?
I did.
Okay.
We've got a little bit of a unique model. We've got two wine production facilities, which allows us some specialization between the aromatic, really pretty white wines that the state is so well known for. With those, I mean things like Riesling and Pinot Gris and those aromatic varieties. And then we've got a facility that focuses more on red wines in the way of things like Pinot Noir and Cabernet Franc and some of their Merlots that we're also becoming more and more known for. So specialization is one thing, but then also we control all of our own vineyard sources, or let's say at least 90% of those, through growers that are partners and owners in the winery. And so we've got a significant group of people that come together to try and produce the highest quality product we possibly can.
That is very cool.
And it's one of those things that we started right from the get-go, and it's a pretty unique model, but it seems to be working well for us.
It keeps everybody's game at the optimal level.
It does. It does. You know, just to give you something that's corresponding in the restaurant business, it'd be as if all of your food purveyors were part owners in the restaurant.
Exactly.
And, you know, and we're only providing you with the highest quality ingredients that you could possibly get. That's the kind of thing that really makes a difference, I think.
Now, growing up, did you ever think you'd become a vintner?
No, I didn't. Actually, I was coming out of Michigan State with a degree in finance at a bad time in the marketplace. This goes back a ways and shows my age, but in 1987, the market was tanking a bit, and I was just coming out of college and was at the time doing some internship work with E.F. Hutton and decided, you know, this might be a good time just to take a break. And I'd worked my way through college working in restaurants and just continued that and did some extensive traveling. And the more I traveled, the more I was bitten by the wine bug. And the more I was bitten by the wine bug, the more I turned to winemaking. And it was one of those things that sort of captured me along the way.
Hey, Lee, for our listeners, where are you guys located at?
Well, we're primarily based in the Grand Traverse Bay Area, so the main farm, which is where the bed and breakfast is and where the creamery is and where the Hearth and Vine Cafe is, that's all in Sutton's Bay, or just shy of Sutton's Bay, just off M-22. But we've got a winery and tasting room location on the Old Mission Peninsula, about a mile and a half out Old Mission, just north of Traverse City. And then we've also got a tasting room at the Grand Traverse Commons, which is the old state hospital, which is fondly referred to kind of as the asylum up here, which is a great development just west of downtown Traverse City and has all kinds of specialty retailers and great restaurants. And Left Foot Charlie's there, so there's another winery there as well.
Yes. I'm intimately
kind of around this area.
I'm intimately familiar with that facility. Hey, does your dog Bear come out there with you?
You know, Bear is—he's around an awful lot. He was at the winery with me yesterday, and we often do our little vineyard visits together.
I hear he's quite the legend in that area.
Well, the farm has always been prone to keep some black Labradors around, and we've had black Labradors, my wife and I, for 15 or 20 years, and they just sort of become a part of the family.
Well, it helps keep the bears from eating all your grapes, too.
It does. It does. It helps chase the turkeys out once in a while and, keep some of the other things away.
Maybe cougar?
There's an awful lot of, well, not things that are quite that big, but things more like raccoons.
I think Bob was talking about the cougars down on Front Street.
I really wasn't, but...
You do see those up in the vineyards at times as well.
Yeah. Well, that's
like
excellent.
That kind of...
So Lee, you've got an inn up there. We got Mother's Day coming up here in about 3 or 4 weeks. You got any special little springtime promotions or anything going on that we may be able to jet up there and do a nice little weekend of wine tasting, a little bit of food at your cafe, those type of things?
Well, you know, there's so much going on both peninsulas in the springtime. I'd encourage people to go to one of three websites: the LP Wines website, which is for the Leelanau Peninsula vintners; the Michigan Wine website, which is really the broader Michigan wine industry website, and then the Wineries of Old Mission Peninsula website. People can get information. We've got a Spring Sip and Savor coming up on the Leelanau Peninsula with all the vintners participating. I know there's an event coming up on Old Mission here in the next few weeks as well, so there's just an awful lot going on. And there really is statewide. I mean, people throughout the state, down in the southwest, as well as in the southeast, as well as up in the northeast, there's, you know, this is a great time because the significant mass of tourists aren't here yet. We're all getting, I don't know where you guys are, but we've got a gorgeous day up here this morning.
And oh, yeah.
Wanting to be outside and start thinking about shaking off the winter chill.
Well, do you have a special name for your Cab Franc?
The Arcturos Cab Franc is probably what you're referring to.
Yes.
And it's just one of our premium.
It's excellent.
The Arcturos Cab Franc is the primary label.
For our listeners that don't really know what a Cab Franc is it's a white wine, right? No.
It's a red wine.
Exactly. Red wine. And there you are. And so what would you serve that with? What kind of food would you pair that with?
Well, and then we're talking about grilling, you know, and you guys are into grilling so much. It's a fabulous food for things coming off the grill. Cabernet Franc is one of the primary red varieties that are used in Bordeaux. So it's often blended with Cabernet Sauvignon or Merlot, but it's the variety that brings an awful lot of spice, and it's got this great, what I refer to as brambleberry fruit, so it's like dark raspberries and blackberries and currant flavors. It's got, you know, the spicy component that's great with anything that's got a little heat to it, a little bit of smoke to it. You know, it works with things like ribs. It works with, you know, great burgers. It works with a fabulous steak. I mean, you know, you name it, anything that's got that char grilled element to it, and it's gonna.
I would say it's a fruity. It's not the driest wine you'll run into. But it's just got a beautiful balance to it that if you want to try a red wine but you don't want the really dry, like Merlots sometimes can just be, you know, overly full of tannins, or tannins, I mean, speaking of eagles and cougars. I just think it's a great way to introduce white wine drinkers into red wine.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely not as hard-edged.
Yep.
Some of those Cabernets, some of those big West Coast wines can be often a bit on the edgy side, and that's one of those things that I think turns people off an awful lot, too.
Exactly. Yeah, I know that those Cabernet Francs are awesome when you do some grilled vegetables and maybe a chicken breast that's got a little rub on it and stuffed with a spicy rub. And
right.
It'll bring out great flavors out of those and pair them very nicely.
Hey, Lee, where can our listeners find your wines? Are you in retailers, or do they have to do it on the Internet or come see you? Where are you distributing your product at?
We are statewide. Any good premium wine shop should have us, at least have something from us. And what I always encourage people to do is, if they're not finding the wine they want, to just ask their retailer to bring it in, because through a distributor somewhere around the state, they should be able to find it. We primarily distribute in the state of Michigan, and starting to do more work with other states around the state. So we're kind of a Great Lakes producer in Wisconsin, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, but primarily here in the state of Michigan. So if you've got a decent retail wine shop close by, you should be able to find at least something from us. And speaking of Cabernet Franc, our Red House Red is based in Cabernet Franc. And so the Black Star Farms Red House Red is a great, less expensive alternative to the more expensive Arcturos Cab Franc, and is another really good representation of Michigan red wine.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grillin' Guys every Saturday from 9 to 11. Right now, we're speaking with Lee Lutz. He's the winemaker. He's the man. He's the guy that gets everything done, at least Boss Hogg of Black Star Farms in Sutton's Bay. And one of God's great gifts to the world is Sutton's Bay.
Oh, yes.
If on a sunny spring day like today, I mean, wow, I would probably rather be there than in Grand Rapids, Michigan. But, Lee, we appreciate your time this morning, and we're going to come up and visit you one of these days and take a good look at that facility and maybe get some free samples.
Do that. Well, I'd encourage everybody to, you know, give some thought at this time of the year to get out and beat the tourist drive to the wineries in your area or come up north. You know, we always say to people, too, that wine country isn't all the way on the other side of the country anymore. You know, you've got,
right,
in Grand Rapids, you've got wine country 3 hours north of you, and it can be a day's drive and a heck of a lot of fun, and chances are you'll find something new. So,
well, and some very good wines. I mean, the Michigan is getting a reputation now to have world-class wines. This isn't just, you know, squeezed grapes anymore. You guys are perfecting your craft, and you're producing some just unbelievable wines that compete everywhere around the world. So
that's right. Buy Michigan wines.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. Buy Michigan products in general.
There you go. We're all about that, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, listen,
yep.
Lee, thanks so much from Black Star Farms, from the Grillin' Guys. We appreciate your time this morning, and we look forward to meeting you someday.
Thank you, gents. We appreciate it as well. Take care.
Adios. That's Lee Lutz from Black Star Farms, Sutton's Bay. Really a wonderful purveyor and a producer of some just tremendous class wines.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, it's 107.3. It's the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning. Get out and fire up your grill. It's going to be 60 degrees today here in Grand Rapids.
That's right.
Pushing 80 tomorrow. And it's a great weekend to get out and brush the dust off and make that grill sing for
run down, don't walk, run down to a Spartan store near you. They've got T-bones on sale for, you'd have to look online. You can go to Fresh Markets online. They have the preferred Angus brands and all these wonderful cuts of meat. I've been really getting hooked on Spartan meats, and you'll also find Three Little Pig sauces there here in the next week or two. So good reason to shop local. Keep it Spartan, baby.
Yep. Hey, if you're listening, speaking of that, we'd really like to have you give us a call. Tell us your favorite chicken recipe, whether it's a rub, a sauce, or a particular preparation technique. Give us a jingle on the caller lines. We're going to be taking calls in the next 15 minutes at 1-800-785-1073-FM.
Yeah, that's right. And we've got listeners now popping up all around the country. We're getting hits from... we have a friend out in Minneapolis who's listening this morning. He emailed yesterday, and it's Tony Courthouse, and he has a store there called Qtopia. And so thanks for listening, Tony, and all your friends up there in Twin Cities, eh?
Yeah, we're growing in popularity on the Facebook. We've got about 250 friends now that have brought us. So you can find The Grillin' Guys on Facebook. You can find us on the website at thegrillinguys.com.
Yeah.
All the recipes that we give you throughout the show are all going to be located there.
You can track us on Twitter, too. It's Grillin' Guy on Twitter. And you can get little tweets here and there, little ideas. But the Facebook thing is huge, and we really encourage you to check us out on Facebook because we want to spread the popularity of the show, obviously. We're ego-driven here. But more importantly, we just put some cool little tweets and blasts out on those mediums, and it's a great way to communicate because we don't always get the chance to have this microphone.
That's right. And we're going to have to bring in Rob Russell on the next segment, I think. Is Rob on the line now, or do we have time to? Rob, we're going to have you wait. We'll pick it up on the next segment. But I got one little recipe here for you right here at the end is a grilled apple and cheese salad. You're going to find that on our website as well. Real simple little side dish, but not anything that's going to be too terrible, difficult for you to put together. Look at it at thegrillinguys.com. Coming up in our last segment, we'd like to take your phone calls. Call us at 1-800-785-1073. We'll be talking to Rob Russell, naming that pig winner. Everything's there. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.